my brain on.
Time for tea auf Flux FM. Und das Stückchen Long Day Home, das ihr aus dem Programm schon kennt. Die multinationale Kapelle aus Brighton spielt heute Abend im Rahmen der Notes from the Underground-Veranstaltung im St. Georg in der Ritterstraße. Dort übrigens auch auf der Bühne die in Berlin durchaus weltberühmte Alice Phoebe Lou. Time for Tea aus Brighton allerdings, die haben es zu mir ins Studio geschafft, beziehungsweise hat es der Chef der Kapelle zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Wir quatschen über die Vorteile, die so eine multinationale Band mit sich bringt, wenn es auf Tour geht. Wir reden über Unterschiede zwischen dem englischen Markt und dem Rest Europas. Wir reden über das Crowdfunding, die Arbeit mit Labels und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber heißt es nochmal Hallo und herzlich willkommen, Thiago Saga. Hello.
Hallo Vincent, alles gut?
Ja, danke. Und bei dir?
Sehr gut.
Thiago hat mir gerade erzählt, der Mann, der die Band Time for Tea erfunden hat, dass er früher viel Kika geguckt hat, um ein bisschen Deutsch zu lernen.
Lieber Sandmann.
That's an inspiration, right? Time for
it's a great
Tea.
Song.
Yeah,
great
it
song.
Is. It really is. Time for Tea sind bei mir im Studio, beziehungsweise ist der Mann, der die Band erfunden hat, bei mir im Studio. Zunächst muss ich mal ein bisschen nach der Gesundheit mich erkundigen. I've read that you didn't feel too good yesterday. How are you better today? Thiago.
My spirit is better today, but yeah. I'm still feeling quite sick.
Yeah, you had to cancel a show yesterday, right? That's sad.
Two shows, yeah.
Oh, man. But you seem to be loving the life part of the business because, I mean, there's how many shows have you planned for the Berlin week?
Yeah, we got a bit excited, I think. Because at first we wanted to, like, play maybe two shows and then, I don't know, all these opportunities kept coming up, so... And I love, I mean, that's what I love to do. I love to play music. So,
yeah.
Especially when you play solo, it's cool to play lots of small shows.
Yeah. So you're on your own, traveling on your own this time? The band is in Brighton?
Yeah. The band are on the sofa in Brighton.
That sounds good.
No, they're working.
I wanted to ask you anyhow about the influence of the band on your music, because you started out this Time for Tea project as a solo project, and then the others kind of like jumped into the boat. How have the others changed or shaped the sound of Time for Tea?
For sure, yeah. Whenever you play music with someone else, it's going to change, but especially with us, because we're all from such different backgrounds. You know, mm-hmm. the guitar player, lead guitar player and the keyboard player come from more jazz backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
The drummer really likes Brazilian music, mm-hmm. you know, bossa nova. The bass player likes good old blues and rock and roll. I like all of those things.
Yeah, cool.
And we all have the same love for world music.
Yeah.
Like West African music, especially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's an influence that one can definitely hear on your records.
Thank you.
Love for world music.
Yeah, Fela Kuti is like, when we're on tour, he's always on in the van. Really?
Loud.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy, actually, because I don't know why, but world music hasn't had the best reputation during the last few decades, I might even say, right? So how did you get in touch with Fela Kuti and world music artists?
I used to go to this festival, amazing festival in Portugal called Sines. It's like an old castle.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to bring, you know, like Omo Sangare, mm-hmm. Tinariwa, and like all these West African, I mean, the desert blues is like, I had no choice. I listened to it and I thought, wow, this touches me right inside, you know. I don't know. I guess my mother used to put on quite a lot of world music on. I mean, world music is a terrible term because it could be anything from Brazilian to Chinese.
Yeah.
But when I say that, I mean mostly like, I guess, West African, South African music.
Polyrhythmic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting though.
Groovy.
Yeah, it's groovy and it's really another way to treat rhythm than in the Western societies or Western musicians do. So that's interesting stuff to be listening to, and it's much better than the term world music suggests. Congratulations on putting out the mini LP in the beginning of this year. That album has been crowdfunded, right? You've been asking fans to give you a little money. How was your... Because every band nowadays seems to enjoy asking their fans for money. How did crowdfunding work for you guys?
I didn't really see it as like... I guess it is asking for money, but I see it as like just a practical way of doing it. Whereas we knew that people would buy, a certain amount of people would buy the CD anyway. Yeah. So why not buy it before it's made and help us make it, you know?
Yeah.
Otherwise we have to like pay it out of our own pockets. Then we have to eat bread and drink water for 2 months.
Yeah.
And we just thought, let's give it a try. and we made more than we asked for. It was nice.
I've seen that.
It seems to be the way forward now because, I mean, rarely do labels approach, I mean, we're still kind of starting off, so they rarely approach a band who hasn't got a track record of success.
Yeah.
So what we did is we got the crowdfunding, then we paid the producer, made the artwork and everything, which was Kim from Berlin, actually.
Oh, really?
She does all of our artwork. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And then BBE were like interested, and they said, "Oh, we'll put it out." Okay, so it was good for them, good for us, because I mean, they had like a finished product.
Yeah.
So then they kind of did their thing.
I think that's the way you approach labels nowadays. You want to make an album, you want to finish the product, and then go to them and ask them if they want to put it out just the way it is, because otherwise they want to have an influence, and they'd be like, "Oh, there's no single.
Exactly.
There's no single on the LP. Could you please?" And then you don't want to have that. You want to avoid that, right?
Yeah, absolutely right.
Now, before we talk a little bit more, let's listen to another song of yours. Time for Tea hier nochmal auf dem Flux FM Plattenteller mit Free Hugs. Thiago wird uns gleich auch noch eine Live-Performance hier kredenzen. Und wir haben noch Tickets für die Show heute Abend in der Ritterstraße über. Yeah, time for tea mit Free Hugs auf Flux FM. Thiago Saga, der Sänger der Formation, ist immer noch bei mir im Studio heute Abend. Wird er spielen im St. Georg im Rahmen der Notes from the Underground Veranstaltung. Ohne Band diesmal. Er wird das Projekt Solo vorstellen, das aber eigentlich als Band funktioniert von Brighton aus. Und da will ich jetzt nochmal wissen, wie es sich denn dort arbeiten und leben lässt, denn ich habe in einem Interview gelesen mit Time for Tea, dass man in Portugal zum Beispiel behandelt wird, als sei man Mitglied der Königsfamilie. In England allerdings ist halt das Verhalten gegenüber Bands von Seiten der Clubbesitzer nicht das allerbeste. I've talked to so many bands about the fact that they are not really satisfied with the way English club owners treat them, because it's I have never played a show in England, but I suppose it must be pretty hard to get money for a show there. And I've read an interview with you guys where you said you're treated like kings when you're playing in Portugal. But in England, you're still treated like shit. I mean, what is the advantage of staying in Brighton or in England then as a band?
I guess I think treated like kings might be a bit of the exaggeration. But we are, you know, in general, when you play in the continent, as they call it in England, you are treated, the musicians are like well respected normally. Yeah. Whereas in England, there are so many musicians and there's like more offer than demand. So it's really hard to get money for shows, because if you don't do it for free, someone else will.
Yeah.
And obviously, there is a certain point where you need to get really high up the ladder to start demanding some money.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're starting to get some money now from the shows, but nothing we can live off, you know. Uh-huh. I've often thought of moving to Portugal and living off music. It would be hard, but it would be possible.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Brighton is a very special place, and it's an amazing place to be inspired.
Yeah.
And you get your ass kicked every day because you see this incredible musician that blows your mind.
Yeah, and he's playing for free, right?
Yeah, he's playing for a beer in the pub. And it's a really cool little town, and it's close to London, so.
So it's kind of like a hard market to play at, but it's an inspirational surrounding, right? Because of the fact that it's so hard and that there's so many bands there not making any money.
Yeah, but if we make good music, that's what we want, really, at the end of the day. But It's cool. I mean, we start, like, this summer is the first summer we have like a really good festival circuit in England.
Cool.
Because normally we always go outside of England to play the festivals, but we're playing some really cool festivals this summer.
Cool.
And so that's nice to get a bit of love from England.
Yeah.
And we're still going to go on tour in Portugal, Spain, France, and we're going to come to Germany in the beginning of July as
Cool. So you're going to be back with the full band?
Exactly.
Cool.
Illness.
And oh, but you seem pretty fit though. There's a little. Yeah. I mean, you don't seem so sick. Well, what I love about your band is that there's Swiss, Portuguese, and Spanish and English people in the band. Now that must be an advantage when you're touring Europe, right?
Because for sure,
you always have a native speaker in the bus who's like, "Oh, this gas station is too expensive." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. We've always got someone's friend or family to make us some sandwiches for the van, or to let us sleep on the sofa. Yeah, we have like a sort of route that we do now, and we've met some really cool people because of that. So we stop in like these weird towns, you know, in the middle of France or in Spain, and we've been there a few times now, and then we've even played some shows. And there's like a little group of people that come to our shows. Yeah. It's really nice.
I think you should really ask the European Commission or something for financing the band, because it's like the band is like a perfect image for Europe getting together as one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe we should. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Then,
If you get money, give me 20% of it, and I'll be your manager for the next few months.
Sweet.
Tiago has brought his guitar with him, so I would want him to play a little song for us. Which song are we going to be listening to, Tiago?
As it's a beautiful sunny day in Berlin, I'm going to play a song called Johnny.
All right.
From the record.
Give me one more second, because I do want to record your live performance so we can listen to it again in a few days, maybe in a few hours already, I don't know. But I'll have to record it so we can play it back one time. Okay, now I'm ready. Tiago Saga von der Band Time for Tea spielt uns solo das Stückchen Johnny live aus den Flux FM Studios. Im Anschluss an die Live-Performance verlose ich Tickets für die Show heute Abend.
First time I saw Johnny's wrapped around the signpost, trying to cross the road. He wore a bright pink t-shirt without a care for his hair, white dreadlocks on down to his toes. Almost collapsing in the wind with alarms ringing, he made the other side in due time. When he crossed the road, you could see in his eyes he'd lost his mind a few too many times. And he feels the love, and he feels the hate, and both of these are here to stay. As long as he finds that healthy balance between the two. You would see that we will keep on pushing on through. His name is Johnny. He hasn't got many friends. He's old enough to be my granddad, but he acts like he's my son. With the sun shining outside, he's in a room with the lights on and the curtains closed. In a high-pitched skinny voice, both strange and inviting, he recites his own prose. He spoke of African night skies and the silhouettes of elephants, giraffes and monkeys. And after every verse, he would look around to see the pictures painted by his words. And I feel his love, and I feel his hate, and both of these are here to stay. As long as we find that healthy balance between the two, which is pretty much impossible to do. You will see that we will keep keep on pushing on through. His name is Johnny. He hasn't got many friends. He's old enough to be my granddad, but he acts like he's my son. My son, my son, my son.
Stadium Applause, Thiago Saga, Time for Tea Live auf Flux FM. Heute Abend wird Thiago auch auf der Bühne des St. Georg stehen im Rahmen der Notes from the Underground Veranstaltung. Außerdem auf der Bühne die wunderbare Alice Phoebe Lou, die ihr auch schon aus dem Flux FM Programm und von der Flux FM Dachterrasse her kennt. Wer da vorbeigehen möchte, der ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Das ist die Nummer zum Glück für Tickets für Time for Tea und Alice Phoebe Lou heute Abend in der Ritterstraße im St. Georg. Thank you, Thiago, for visiting us.
Pleasure, thank
and,
you.
And you'll come back in July with a full band, right? I want to meet the other guys as well and talk to them too.
Yeah, we love this. I love the city, so I'll definitely be back.
Okay,
thank
cool.
you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for coming. Und euch da draußen viel Spaß heute Abend im St. Georg in der Ritterstraße. Wie gesagt, Time for Tea dort auf der Bühne, beziehungsweise Thiago Solo und Alice Phoebe Lou. Und auf die stimmen wir uns auch nochmal ein mit dem Stückchen Deep Blue Sea. Thank you, bye-bye.
He's been throwing caution to the wind, filling an hourglass with his sins. He only cares for momentary wins. Yes, he's been in the belly of the beast. Oh, he's had a bird in hand, but he won't release.